I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won a third term in office, securing another 5 years of Hindu nationalist rule. His party secured the majority of votes needed to form a government, despite a stronger-than-expected challenge from the opposition. David with A3 says the years ahead will not be easy for believers under BJP rule.
In the next 5 years, it can become even more challenging. They've been systematically tracking money coming into India from donors for churches and organizations, and they have been freezing those FCRA accounts, and many organizations have to shut down or reduce their activities because of funding.
Pray that local church leaders will invest in training and discipleship as help from groups like A3 becomes more difficult to obtain. And finally, how fit are you for service to God? On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, helps its students make sure that they're physically fit as part of holistic ministry. Program coordinator Nick New says,
one of the things that we are really passionate about is discipleship, but a holistic approach. Some of the things that we tend to see in the capital C church is a focus on some of the obvious things, right? Like, hey, don't drink and don't smoke. And those things are, yes, very much important, but there seems to be a neglect on taking care of your body, what you're putting into it, being active.
This need for both spiritual and physical fitness points back to Jesus, who lived every part of his life in full obedience to God. Pray that Native students at the Leadership Training Center this year will become fit in every respect for gospel work. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.